Item number 10 is an application for rezoning at 2-54 Shady Shores Drive West under file DAZ 203 of 2012. The applicant is Mr. Michael Falk.
Trailer park here?
Hey, it's near Transcona.
What's the trailer boys, trailer park boys, what's the name of the trailer park?
Sunnyvale.
Sunnyvale, yeah. This sounds like something in Sunnyvale trailer park. Shady Shores Drive.
Just for the record, before we begin, I just want to note to everybody that on the advertisement, Guy Savoie Drive is spelt wrong. Michael, name and address of the record and give us a high-level overview of what you're planning to do.
Michael Falk, Terracon Development, 1 Terracon Place. I do have some literature. Look forward to using the next 2.5 hours to enlighten you on our development.
There's nobody here in opposition. I don't think so. Michael Falk and Matt Glavin from Terracon. You're satisfied with the report?
That's it. Let's hear 5 minutes. Yeah. 2 minutes. Michael, what are you proposing here?
Very simply, we're looking for two applications with DASZ 3 2012, which is the creation of a little community called, which we're calling Waterside Village, and it requires the rezoning and a subdivision. The lands were formerly zoned as commercial mixed use, and we attempted back when we were originally rezoned and subdivided this property in 2008 to market that particular land as commercial land fronting on the DuGold Road. It was a very difficult challenge to attract any interest in it, and better interest was garnered through converting that particular property to residential uses. So it's our introductory level housing. It's duplex housing that is at a very attractive price point and creates a very entry-level housing purchase opportunity in that particular marketplace. So what we're proposing is to move it from CMU, commercial mixed use, to residential R2 and R1 to provide for some smaller lane lots, 10 lane lots and 36 duplex units on that particular site. We believe it to be fully in keeping, as does the planning city planning department, that it is in keeping with our Winnipeg, and it's supported by its complete communities. We have read the administrative report and are in concurrence with most of it. There are two issues that we do have that we'd like to raise here. One of them is a constant theme that keeps coming up is dedication, and I'm going to continue banging that drum. As you people can,
just when we were thinking about approving this application,
I'm suggesting next time you bring tin cups and you can run them up and down the spine here to you know gather more money. But this land has already been once zoned and subdivided and dedication paid. I believe to ask us to do this again is not only punitive but irresponsible. We give you enough money, use it wisely. I think, am I making headway, Councillor? am I winning you over yet?
Are you suggesting that there's no increase in the value of this land due to this rezoning?
That is what I'm suggesting.
That's what you're suggesting.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that'll be played out by the appraisers that will come and adjudicate on that in the days ahead. There may be no increase. What if it goes down in value? You guys going to give them money back? No.
Let's make it a two-way street. I'm for that. I just think that this was a part of a larger application of 78 acres and approximately 196 residential lots. New zoning was used at the time as well. Commercial mixed use, thinking it would allow us a use of some residential and commercial uses. The residential uses are very limited under the commercial mixed use and really wasn't in keeping with the neighborhood, nor was it in keeping with the balance of the development. I view this as housekeeping. We're creating a product that is better suited and better adapted for the area, and again, just believe that it is punitive that we have to pay dedication twice. The other is just looking for some clarification. Clause 5 of the planner's report states that we have 2 years to act on the bylaw and move forward with it. Clauses 8, 9, and 10 seem to contradict this by only allowing us 1 year to meet all the conditions. So I'm not quite sure, is it 2 years or 1 year?
Can you clarify, Michael or Robert?
Page 2 of the report, clause 5. In the event the matter proceeds for within 2 years, and then 8, 9, and 10 all say should be within 1 year.
Okay. You're speaking to the other application.
Right? Yeah.
But we're only on the rezoning.
We're only on number 10.
We're on the rezoning?
We've only got six.
It's not a combined hearing for this one?
It's not?
Two separate subdivision rezoning.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this is on the planner's report for DASZ3.
So for item 11.
There's two.
Right now we're dealing with the rezoning of 2-54 Shady... 2-54 Shady Shores Drive West.
Well, why wouldn't you introduce it properly so I'd read the right report?
What?
My apologies.
We can play back the tape if you'd like, Michael.
I stand corrected.
So your comments on dedication stand for number
11? Can we do the other one first? Because I'm almost done that one.
Okay.
They're both dedication.
Wrap it up and I mean, just...
There's nobody here in opposition.
There's nobody here in opposition.
What are we doing?
Walter likes this one.
My apologies. I'm turning red for obvious reasons. Sorry, Shady, sort of same thing. This actually one is I could probably do this with a straight face, too, given the opportunity. This is a cleanup on the zoning because it was residential mixed use. Was the RMU zoning district in this particular area. When we moved forward, duplex was permitted under this particular zoning, but the underlying zoning still allowed for commercial use. So in order to clean up, we've agreed to rezone this particular property to R2 from RMU. So in that particular case, Councillor Swandell, I firmly believe that we are being double-dipped on dedication, as it's a matter of housekeeping that we're doing this for in order to create a concise and orderly development pursuant to the zoning bylaws.
Okay. Councillor Swandell, had a question?
I did have a question. I just, it was more, I think he's actually spoken to it, but it's the idea of this price point of this housing and the connection of these this residential lands to the employment lands that are in close proximity. It tends to be a very blue-collar area for employment.
Yes.
And but you've already touched on it, that I think that the price point here is going to be very attractive in that area, and it's good housing in the area.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't have any questions. I've read the reports, listened to your presentation. I think it's positive we're moving forward, and I, unless there's a whole lot of other speakers, I look forward to approving it. Councillor Mays?
Did we sort out the seeming contradiction in number 11
yes.
on the 1 year and the 2 years?
We'll do that in the next
I had to back on.
Actually, it applies to both applications?
Fine, let's get on that.
It's a separate hearing. We have to deal with it once we open the hearing. We can't deal with that here while we're doing number 10.
Okay, we're dealing with number 10, 2-54 Shady Shores Drive West. Nothing more on that?
Nothing more on that other than asking you to remove the requirement for dedication.
Okay.
For the eloquent reasons I've already explained.
Here on both those items, I think. Who probably doesn't need to speak.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you, Michael. You could have a seat. Here in, doesn't say what he's here in opposition or support, but Matt Glavin. You're in support?
Yeah.
For both?
Yeah.
Michael, you got to come back and rebuttal, though.
No, there's nothing to rebut, Michael.
There's nothing to rebut.
We're ready to move forward.
There's one more opportunity to talk about dedication.
You have to stay.
No.
Sit down just for number 11 while we get through this one.
Number 10 here. Okay.
Councillor, you'll move let the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
So moved.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.